Now, what I have good reading. Anyway, it was a survey that was conducted in the USA in the late 90s. Just to give you some stats of what's happening in the world in relation to marriage. They say more than 5 million people marry across the religious and the cultural line, creating potential conflict, incompatibility in the relation. More than 62% of women admit that my relation with my daughter-in-law is tense, and 10% confess to say I hate them. 64% of daughter-in-laws say, I love my future mother-in-law before I get married. And 34% of them only love them after marriage. So anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jabir, why didn't you get married to a young girl? These are the words. No, this is what is expected. Why? Tula'ibuha wa tula'ibuk. Wa tudahikuha wa tudahikuk. Jabir, you could entertain her, she could entertain you. Jabir, you could make her laugh, she could make you laugh. You could satisfy her, she could satisfy you. They say, what's the difference between a man and a woman? A woman expects one man to satisfy every need of hers. And a man expects every woman to satisfy one need of his. تُضَاحِكُهَا وَتُضَاحِكُكُ وَتُلَاعِبُهَا وَتُلَاعِبُكُ. This was the intention. Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu both agree. And they both narrate the narration. When Allah Ta'ala created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, masha fiha mutawahisha, he walked around in Jannah lonely and aimless. He was bored in Jannah. Can you imagine the pinnacle of joy? Paradise, but he was bored. Put a man in a palace, but if he can hear his footsteps, the whole house is haunted. But if you leave him in a hut also with his partner, with his legal spouse and his partner, subhanallah, it is unique the bond that Allah puts together. Anyway, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had nothing to do, so he went to go sleep. Imagine in Jannah, he goes to sleep. When he went to sleep, Allah Ta'ala created min dhil'ihi al-aysar, from his left rib. Allah created our mother, Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. And for the record, Hawa means لِأَنَّهَا خُلِقَتْ مِنْ حَيْ. She was created from someone that was living. So when Adam alayhi salam got up from this deep sleep, lonely, tired, depressed, and when he looked on his side, he seen Hawa on his side. مَدَّ يَدَهُ إِلَيْهَا. The natural instinct of man was triggered and activated. And immediately he stretched his hand towards her. You know, that's why they say you're never able to separate man from woman. Why? Because the word woman got man in it. The word female got male in it. The word she got he in it. Mrs. got master in it. And the best part of it all is madam got Adam in it. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately, the human inclination, Now what I'm saying is today, in my brief time, I thought we discuss some constructive contribution. I mean, a car, you want maximum service. There is adequate, you know, you got to maintain the car. Well, on the car, you get what, there's a natural, there's a motor plan on it. In marriage, there is no motor plan. You've got to work towards this relation. You've got to constructively contribute to get out of the relation. So I thought I'd share a few principles as men, how we can contribute. Obviously, if I will be addressing women, there will be different issues to discuss. The first thing that we need to understand, by virtue of which we can make a constructive contribution to empowering and promoting our relation, is the golden principle: enter your house with a smile and a salam. Enter your house with a smile and a salam. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طليق. Do not trivialize the virtue of any act, even if it is as simple as greeting your wife with a smiling face. Even if it is, don't underestimate it. Allah Ta'ala spoke about the advice of Luqman in the Quran to his son, وَلَا تُصَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Oh my son, don't frown when you meet people. I read a beautiful saying, I don't know the exact words, but the gist of it is that when you frown, you're exerting more facial muscles. And when you smile, it's cheaper to smile. It's costing you more. You are maybe venting your anger, expressing your rage and your anger, but when you are smiling, it is easier for you. And again, look at the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: إِذَا الْتَقَى الْمُسْلِمَيْنِ إِذَا الْتَقَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ. When the Muslims meet, two of them, وَتَصَافَحَا, and then they shake hands, وَضَحِكَ كُلٌّ مِّنْهُمَا فِي وَجْهِ صَاحِبِهِ, and each one respectively smiles to the letter, transmitting warmness. لَا يَفْعَلَانِ ذَلِكَ. It's in Tibrani.